Could you go through that? Just how do we hear? How does sound get from the outside into our brain so we can hear someone?
Well, sound is a wave. So all sound and noise starts out as a wave form. The wave is transported through, in most cases, air, unless you happen to be underwater.
And this is a pressure wave, right? It's pushing the air back and forth, right? And so this is not like a radio wave that's invisible and you really can't feel. This is an actual pressure wave that's pushing the air back and forth.
That's correct. It's a pressure wave, which has multiple frequencies within the waves. These are then directed towards the pinna, which is the outer portion of the ear. The pinna collects wave sound. It then enters the external ear canal and hits the tympanic membrane, which is your eardrum. From there, it hits three tiny bones, which takes the sound wave, which initially hits your eardrum, and it converts it into a single spot approximately 2 millimeters in diameter. So it takes that entire energy of sound, which hits your eardrum, and it reduces it to an area of approximately 1/100th of the size. That then enters your what's called your inner ear. And in the inner ear, you have an organ called a cochlea, which is fluid-filled. And interestingly, the cochlea actually works in many ways like a battery, a car battery, I usually liken it to. And as the sound hits different areas along this snail-like cochlea, it looks like a snail actually, it's all coiled up on itself. Depending on where the sound frequency hits within the cochlea, channels are opened in this fluid-filled cochlea, which cause a nerve stimuli. And then that nerve stimuli then goes on to the brain. Remember, sound is really created by your brain. That's really what gives you the quality of sound is the complex interplay within the brain, which can pick up these signals and turn them into something such as a voice or a song.